Live from Austin, Texas, this is After Reality.
This is the final rose tonight.
But first.
When people stop being polite.
Shut up.
And start getting real.
Good job, Spock.
Killed it. Good job.
He is Will Simmons.
Just doing it live, brother.
I'm Spencer Kitley, and this is After Reality. It's our mixed bag of shows pod for the week, and we are excited. We've been watching a lot of reality. Will's been catching up on reality.
A lot to catch up on.
This week, we'll be talking Survivor, Vanderpump Rules, the two seasons of Southern Charm that are going on right now, and throwing in a little tidbit around the all-time, it's really just an all-timer, Jersey Shore.
Well, it is Jersey Day, so we need to talk a little about it.
And it's also Thirsty Sirs Day.
Oh, yeah. You're thirsty, aren't you?
Yeah. They thought Peyton was thirsty on Southern Charm, but turns out now she's buddies with Chelsea and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have seen that coming?
Not Craig.
Certainly not Craigers. Anything you want to hit on before we jump into Survivor?
Really enjoying the season, but before that, you can find us on Twitter at After Reality Pod, like the After Reality TV Podcast page on Facebook, and find us on Instagram at After Reality Podcast. Back to Survivor.
you sound like the radio guy that's trying to get in the small print.
Small print.
Is where you don't really hear it.
You're going to get cancer and die from this. Sorry, bleak.
Not from the podcast.
No, from the pills you're taking.
Yes.
Quit taking them. This season's been good. A couple lulls of episodes in the last few weeks, but overall, it's been strong. Like, there's some really characters I really like on this show.
For a season that didn't have any returners?
Nope. Yep.
Really good casting. Really good season.
And honestly, since you got me back on the Survivor train, there hasn't been a kind of a bummer of a season. Every season at least had like four or five people that I've really like clung on to, and I mean, it's been pretty strong run.
Survivor's on a strong run. Let's go ahead and get into it. Again, working on the soundboard tonight. Getting into the mood a little bit.
Oh, we're ready.
Little mood building.
By the way, it moved.
Yeah, I'll let you kick things off, Will. You're
sure thing, buddy.
You're loving Survivor, and I watched it on Wednesday night, the night it aired. But you watched it just a few hours ago here on Thursday night, so fresh on your mind. So I'll let you bat lead off.
So we end with from last week. We end with Chelsea getting voted off, which kind of a blind side. You didn't see that one coming. Then we move into
point though. Like all the votes have been like, where we go to tribal, and you don't really know what's going to happen.
You
like
don't.
For the last month,
it's been like two people,
which is fun.
Like Wendell and Dom have been like an option, but they're not going home.
Well, when they voted Chelsea out, though, I'm yelling at the TV.
Yeah,
play your idol. Play your idol.
Why?
Why are you not playing your idol?
I don't know.
Good on them.
It's also. It's a good blindside though. These have been several good blindsides this season where the people haven't seen it coming. Some have been daft and not seeing it coming, but
we're also getting the produced version, right? So they're telling us the story they want us to see of Laurel contemplating going the other way, but
every week she's been thinking of that, it seems like.
I really think like Laurel sticks with those guys. I don't think there's a flip.
Well, that's the theme. The last couple weeks and this episode as well, no matter what. Wait, even though she...
That just seems like her personality to me. It seems like...
I think she's just a little scared that it's going to backfire.
I feel like they brought her along. She brought them along. Let's do this.
I mean,
who wins.
They've only questioned her wavering like maybe once, and it was kind of like just a quick little bit, and then they were like, okay, you're still on our side. Got it. So...
Although, she could win the season on... a particular move.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. She makes one big move, she almost has it locked up. Because she can win challenges. We know that.
She can win challenges, but the challenging part now is you have six people. two guys that are capable of winning immunity,
yeah,
who also both have immunity idols.
Yep.
So there are very few opportunities getting from 6 to 3.
Yep.
Like, I mean,
it's gonna be tough.
If they go to tribal with 6 and one of them has immunity and the other one plays the necklace or the idol, and you go to tribal the next one and one of them has immunity and the other one plays the,
yeah,
the idol, you're down to 4.
It's me
with that twosome.
Yeah.
Except then do you look at it and at one point do they look at each other and be like, hey, I'm gonna have to either off you or
beat you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know this is shaping up to a pretty solid season. Like we're saying, like without much fanfare behind it starting off. So, but yeah, we move off the vote. Chelsea goes home. Laurel and Donathan, once kind of what we were just talking about, they go back to the camp and they're like, we have to make a move now. Like they both agreed, we need to make a move because how much longer can we get to this point without one of those guys beating
us? Well, we got to make a move.
Laurel, got to make a move. And I just want to hear like that theme song from, what's that?
Deliverance.
Dueling banjos. Yeah, exactly. So just some weird.
Where's that on my soundboard?
Yeah, definitely. And just imagine Donathan's that weird kid sitting on the bridge. Ooh. Anyway, so yeah, we go back there and talk about making a move. This is a theme the last few weeks. It's weird. I haven't thought about this sooner. Yeah, but they will make a move. You should make a move. In our opinion, you definitely need to make a move at this point. But they haven't. So, but yeah, so we jump to old Jeffy P on the reward challenge.
Jeffy P. I mean, no one really, like, we love TJ Lavin.
Of course. All-time legend.
Chris Harrison holds a certain place as, like, a good host. But, like, Jeffy P is the man.
Yeah. He's out there running up and down, calling shots, and doing the whole damn thing in the sun with him the whole time. Not the whole time, but through the challenge.
And then he's living the life wherever he is.
The Hacienda.
He's not at Ponderosa with those guys.
Yeah.
He's not watching
Chris rap.
He probably has his own like house in Fiji now that they're always in Fiji.
Probably his wife and kids with him and stuff.
Yeah. Anyhow, so reward challenge. They are playing not only for food, but also to be Survivor Goodwill Ambassadors. It's a captain choose 'em up type thing. Kellen and Sebastian are a pair. Dom and Wendell, the dynamic duo.
How does that happen?
I don't know. But it just happens. One of them, I guess. I don't even know.
These are like all friend groups paired up for the most part.
I guess we don't know who picked first.
We never get to see how these things are chosen. Which
I would love to see a schoolyard pick air
one time,
or give me a webisode.
It. Yeah.
What you didn't see was that so-and-so was picked last.
But that's the whole thing. Like those kind of things may make a difference in these games. We'll never know.
Yeah. Why are you picking me last every time?
Yeah. That's probably why you hate
it. They show us on the challenge when they pick teams.
Oh, yeah. Because it makes a difference sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Angela has to sit out. Yeah. Donathan Laurel.
Yeah, this was a cool one. This is a large spool relay. This is a classic Big Brother game.
Oh, really? I thought it was really...
But with maybe more element to it than what's capable in the backyard at Big Brother. But
also without being starved to death.
Yeah. So, retrieve your spool while it traverses this maze. Two players chasing 3 spools, and then 4 spools, and then 5 spools. And it's when it gets to 5 spools that Seabass and Kellen go out, Laurel and Donathan go out, and Bluntman and Chronic, Wendell and Dom, win the reward.
Good old Earn, a.k.a. Charles Gambino, yeah. a.k.a. Donald Glover.
Charles Gambino's got a new song out. You heard it's good.
Yeah, that video is really ridiculous, yeah. Too.
I haven't seen the video.
Ooh, changes that song.
Nah, what is it called? This is America?
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah. They take Laurel with them when they win the reward.
Also, this reward for fried chicken, I would have killed if this challenge eat some fried chicken out there.
It was fried chicken and...
Chocolate pie.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah. Great one. Take that one all day.
Yeah. So, absolutely the right move. You take Laurel with you.
Right.
She can't be with anyone else.
Right.
And Sebastian, who we've seen over the last few weeks, certainly since we last podcasted, that they've been become kind of close with Sebastian.
Yeah.
And they send him to Ghost Island. Although, I don't really trust Sebastian if I'm that group.
No, also, yeah, but you know, most everyone knows what happens at Gulf Island at this point. Like, why would you send somebody there to potentially get something that you can use against you?
Well, you would rather have him go than
Kellen.
Than Kellen or...
Donathan.
Donathan. And
Donathan would find a way to screw this up somehow.
Gorsh, guys.
Gorsh.
Anyhow, Ghost Island, the odds were again more in their favor, and Kellen wins an advantage. Kellen had previously won this.
Yeah.
Seabass wins this advantage. It's an extra secret vote. I assume that he gets to play when he wants to.
Right.
I don't know if it has a stipulation of like...
Wasn't forced to play it this time.
How deep into the game he can play it. I think once you get to past the round of five, you can't play an idol anymore.
Yeah.
This is Michaela's idol from Game Changers. Kellen misplayed it already this season.
Idiot.
I started thinking, though, do you remember what she did? How did she misplay it? Did that mean she misplayed it, like she used two votes and it still didn't work?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, she put him on Laurel.
Yeah, yeah.
And Laurel didn't go home. No. Okay, that's what they
could have sent Wendell home or somebody out, and she said she tried to put Laurel home.
Right.
I have to say, though, there's been some very questionable moves, and I not to be, like, biased or a bigot here, but, like, the women on this show have not made smart moves as far as voting goes. They've gotten rid of people too early that they could have used on their side, or they're not going after the right people because they keep siding with themselves to get off something for some petty reason because, oh, yeah, Chelsea needs to go home because she's too good. Wendell's too good. Send his ass home. Why do you care about Chelsea? Like, I don't get this. So, and Kellen is actually a good player. Turns out Kellen actually won a couple of eliminations or challenges and got the immunity thing. So, now she's a bad player, but... Where is the...
I can't stand her.
Yeah, she's super annoying. Like, and her brother for the home, the visits, whatever their family came in. Big dork. I wasn't surprised.
She's super cool and all.
Super cool.
Let's get back to camp.
Get back to camp.
Camp time.
So back at the camp, Donathan has not stopped talking. He actually is laying down, talking to Wendell, and then...
Diarrhea of the mouth.
And just like, you know, Dom's going to beat us all. He's like, Dom, I can't beat you guys either. Don't worry. You know, it's just like, what are you doing, dude?
Wendell's going to beat you.
Yeah, Wendell's going to beat us all. Childish Gambino don't lose. but it's just weird. I'm just like, dude, you have Laurel in your back pocket. Laurel has those guys in her... back pocket for the most part. They're all teamed together. Donathan's like the silent party in this group, and all of a sudden he gets really outspoken. I'm like, dude.
He loves to talk at tribal council.
He does, and he also can't...
And telegraphs everything.
Everything. But he also is the same guy that can't win anything. So, like, you can't run your mouth if you can't actually win anything to back it up. It's kind of a dumb move.
I suck, and I know I suck.
I just want to go home. Yeah, but I honestly don't mind him on the show. Like, I think he's an interesting guy. He's brought some interesting dynamics, and he's entertaining.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, dude, you've made it this far? Shut up.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Because they don't want Kellen. They're eventually have to get rid of Sebastian because he's a potential threat. So just shut up. You'll be in a Final Four.
Yeah. Let's go to this immunity challenge.
Yeah.
And really just the conclusion.
This was a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, they had these elements. You like, you used some planks, you built a bridge, then you built a ladder, and then you did a slide puzzle. A lot of slide puzzles this season.
Too many, and slide puzzles suck. I hate those things.
Yeah, it makes me want, like, I'm pretty sure I'm not good at them, but I haven't really done one in forever, so I need to get my hands on one.
Would you rather the slide puzzle or the dumb Cracker Barrel challenge we had in the challenge this past season? Moving the swords around, you know, the little Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
Well, that one, there was no goal there.
Right.
It was just
really dumb. But, like, you do enough puzzles like this on the show, it's like, okay.
Would you rather
it.
Do the slide puzzle or the Tangram? That's the challenge staple. I would definitely rather do the Tangram.
Probably. I'm not bad at slide puzzles. I've done a bunch at some points in my life. But repetitive. Too repetitive for a show, at least.
Yeah. I would like to do a big one like that just to see what I was thinking and what it felt like moving those pieces around.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Let's build one.
Yeah, let's do that. We're going to pause the podcast.
We'll put the After Reality logo on it and see if we can put it back together.
We'll have our own challenges and film it for you. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Basically get down to the very end.
Exclusive content.
Yeah. Only subscribers only, thanks. Yeah. Please subscribe, by the way. Thank you. It gives you down to the very end. And it's kind of when it wins. No. What?
But.
Didn't say anything.
I was watching it happen. I was like, it looks like he's done.
He kind of took a step back and you see his arms kind of like.
Put his hands out like.
And then Laurel says, Jeff, got it. Something.
Laurel said, wins immunity.
She says something. He says nothing. Like,
and then Wendell's like, wait, hey.
Hey. I definitely beat you.
I was done first. And Laurel's like, yeah, he was done first.
But you didn't say anything. I mean, that's the way the game goes.
But then Wendell's like, he doesn't even really contest it. I think he's that mentally exhausted.
Also, he's got an idol, and he also has best friend won this. One of his best friends won this. Like, he is a little too confident, but same time.
Was that a game move?
Jeff also asked him several times.
Are you sure you're cool with this? You don't want me to go to the videotape?
I'm also like, what's going to happen if he doesn't?
Videotape.
Really?
I think so.
I'd like to Jeff be like, all right, we're going to rock it out.
Yeah.
We're going to rock out.
Yeah. We're going to farkle for the win.
Farkle?
Rock, paper, scissors.
What? Farkle?
It's called farkle.
In what world is it farkle?
Hey, you want me to look it up?
No. I don't care, Donathan. Hey, guys, you want to play some farkle?
That's what they call it. Where
I brought my banjo to play farkle with you.
Actually, farkle's a dice game. My bad.
Shut up. You guys want to play farkle? Never mind. It's a dice game. I got a banjo. Don't worry.
Ding, 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 ding.
Also, Wendell winning this would have been detrimental to most of the people on this team because, screw it, man. This guy's going to beat us in everything. So it was probably a good thing Laurel did win to kind of take a little bit of Wendell's dominance off of him a little bit. Because I think you could use that later on if you need to play it against Laurel. Like, hey, guys, Laurel's going to beat you if you don't pick her out. So
yeah.
I think it was – but admirable. He didn't fight about it. So, yeah, but he won. And Jeff didn't – I just wanted to know what Jeff would have done. So back at the camp, Laurel is rethinking again how – she shouldn't go against her alliance. Cool.
Well, she's feeling bad about how that concluded.
Oh, yeah.
So then they paint it to like, I can't flip the script on him. Like, if you're going to flip the script on him, it doesn't matter what the situation
is. Yeah. It's like quitting your job. When is it a good time to quit your job? Nah, probably rarely never. Not a good time. When is it? It is a perfect time for you to quit. Never.
Got to look out for number one.
Yeah, unless you won the lottery.
Look out for number one.
Yeah, a scratch-off won out a couple $1,000 for you. So, yeah, but you're going to stick
it
with the guys.
Better be more than a couple thousand bucks.
It depends on depends on how you live.
A couple million bucks.
You never know, man. I got some savings. I don't know.
I won $3,000. I quit.
Peace. Yeah, so everyone, they start siding toward against Kellen, which has been a theme a couple times. She's still stuck around, so... but Donathan, once again, starts talking a little bit again. Hey, guys.
Running his mouth, acting a fool.
But then he catches Dom moving something to Wendell's bag. And
which was just like the text, clue to the idol.
Right.
I think.
Whatever it was, because it's the bag he probably takes.
Is the idol that Wendell has still the big necklace one?
It's a big one, yeah.
Do you think he's dismantled this? How does everyone not know that he has this huge necklace that probably jingle jangles when he walks around?
Also, what's the crime of digging through people's shit while you're there?
Frowned upon.
Sure.
So you know how we talk about...
the challenge, you can't mess with people's beds, things like that.
Yeah, that's their tiny bit of space.
Right. But...
You have a tiny bag...
Right.
Satchel.
Yeah, right.
Indiana Jones carries one.
Yeah. Yeah. Caesar lived here? Really?
The proprietor, Caesar Palace.
Yeah. But Donathan keeps running his mouth and just watching this happen. And he just do you want to look in here? He's like, no. No, I'm good.
I already looked.
Yeah. Yeah. I done look, boys. I look at everything. I don't know why we haven't done more Donathan impressions this season. He's great.
We've been missing out on Donathan the last
month. I don't dislike this guy. Just finally, he's getting to a point where I'm like, you're talking too much, bro. Back up.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's what happens. Diarrhea of the mouth. Anyhow, let's go to Tribal Council. Dom and Wendell, they've been doing a great job all season at Tribal. And they do a great job here. And they're really exposing Donathan for the nut job that he is, which I appreciated. And Dom asks during this conversation, he's like, hey, wait, can I say something to Donathan? Donathan tells him, no. To Dom's response was, okay, guys, let's go with the hammock plan, which was, let's get rid of Donathan. And I'm thinking that's going to happen at this point. What are you thinking before you see the votes?
I'm hoping that not Laurel, but the rest of this team has decided to vote for someone else. But Donathan has made it very easy.
Someone else, either Donathan or Kellen?
For Kellen. Mostly Kellen. I'm hoping everyone's against Kellen because she has ruffled some feathers and kind of needs to go. But Donathan has dug such a hole. I'm with Donathan as he's kind of packing his shit up. Kind of thing, while you see him pull his bag into
Let
his arms.
Let me grab my bag.
I'm going to take this bag with me and see my grandma. But honestly, at this point, I'm like, Kellen, if she goes home, then they've just duped us all here because they keep whispering behind him. And I'm just like, damn, Donathan, you have screwed the pooch big time on this one.
So the Jeff goes and tallies the votes, as he does. Dom, one vote. Donathan, 3 votes. Kellen, 3 votes. Tie ball game. 5 people will vote again. And then the vote changes to 4-1 Kellen. So I guess they abandoned the hammock plan?
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
The banana fell out of the hammock?
Yeah. I'm like, what happened here? Because I'm like, surely y'all don't like Donathan, but same time, like, y'all can all beat Donathan. Maybe that's the thing, right? It's like Kellen is still a threat in little ways. Donathan.
Yeah, well, like people kept saying, Kellen's got a lot of friends on the jury.
Yeah. Put her back. Take her out. But it was weird, though. There was one vote for, was it Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Donathan.
Right. And I'm like, dude, why are you sinking your own ship? Vote for Kellen. Like, this has happened before. Like, Michael sank his ship a few weeks ago whenever he didn't vote for somebody else. Oh, I forgot who it was. And he ended up going home because he didn't vote for everyone else.
Yeah, you leave that open. You leave that door open.
Like, you just vote. You vote for whatever you think you should vote for. But, dude, like, Kellen, you want to get out of here, right? Get her out of here. No one else is voting for Dom.
Yeah.
So, dumb move, but it worked out in Dom's favor, or Donathan's favor. I get to stay, guys.
So, Dom still has an idol. Wendell still has an idol. It's final 6.
Exciting.
And I'd be shocked if someone from the trio doesn't win this game. That would mean that
big upset.
Donathan, Seabass, or
Angela
wins the game.
Who's been really quiet. Like, we haven't seen much of Angela.
None of those. It would have to be, for one of those to win, it would have to be all 3 of them in the final.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Any of the other 3 against any of those 2 wins.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with that.
So,
what if Donathan's in the final?
It could happen. If I'm Dom and Wendell and I'm going to the final.
That's a good one to have in there.
You know the votes are going to only be for the 2 of you. You're not going to bleed out a vote to Donathan.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a compelling.
Yeah. I could see him
talk
getting
with the jury.
I could see him winning some votes over, like, I wasn't supposed to be here. I learned so much. You know, I love my mama. You know, like all that. I could honestly feel people like, wow, he shouldn't have made it this far, and he did, even though he didn't really
like,
do a whole lot.
Like, we're both cheering for Wendell, right?
Yeah.
And I think if it comes down to it, Dom's played the better game because of, I mean. He was at odds several times early on with all those tribe flip flopping.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah,
yeah.
Although Wendell was able to move from being Dom's guy to being kind of okay with Chris and then go back to being with Dom when, yeah, when he moved from tribe to tribe, which is also impressive socially.
Totally.
So anyhow, cool. I think we need to be done with Survivor. Let's move over to Bravo.
Good season, though.
Let's move over to Bravo. It's been a little while since we got to talk about Vanderpump Rules, and we got some fun stuff that I want to talk about here tonight. But first, Lala Kent. Produced by the White Kanye. Or is it the White Ray J?
Right.
It's actually not terrible music.
No, honestly, no. Before this podcast, Spencer was pulling up some other like theme songs and things like that. If you actually listen to the entire Vanderpump theme song, it's only good during the part for the show. So yeah,
that Lala song.
In comparison,
the Lala song is like in the top 25 on the iTunes electronic chart.
There's a lot of Bravo fans out there
blowing it up.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I've heard worse. Is that my music? No, but like that is definitely something in a club full of people.
Like, if you hear the rest of it, it sounds like a Fergie record.
Yeah, very auto-tuned.
Fergie's made a lot of records,
right?
And made a lot of money.
Yes, and is she still married to Josh Duhamel?
No, nah, they split last
year.
Oh,
dang.
I always liked that pair. I like Josh Duhamel.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, he was a good dude.
Have you speaking of Josh Duhamel on TV? Did you watch any of the Unsolved Tupac and Biggie murders? He's the FBI guy in it.
No.
Pretty good. I've got a couple episodes left. It was on USA.
Don't watch much USA.
10 episodes. I watched quite a bit of random USA-ness. Anyhow, let's talk about Vanderpump Rules.
You would.
Reunion to date.
Yes.
We're two out of three.
Right, right. So the first episode I thought was great. We saw a lot of the Jack's emotional unstableness, and
it was really sad.
It was.
I was kind of emotional watching that episode.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, these last both episodes have had some pretty emotional parts. The second episode with Katie and kind of her whole transformation thing, I kind of didn't take it very seriously during the episode when they talked about it, but watching it go through again.
Skylight Katie?
Yeah, I was like, she is a lot better off than she was, and she's actually a lot better on the show. And in general, Schwartz even said, she's like, oh yeah, he was, Schwartz was like, she was a nightmare. And it's like, for your husband to say that.
Tequila Katie.
I'm like, that means a lot. Like
Tequila Katie and Blackout Tom.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Akusum Tusum.
Tom, too. So, yeah.
Schwartzy.
But the, Jax's blow up the first episode, and Sheena's just denial of how terrible she was this season, but doesn't want to ever admit that. I mean, like, I understand Jax was mad at her probably a little too much on the show, but.
Shishu?
Shishu also only sent him a text and said you could read that whenever you want again. Who rereads texts like all the time?
Crazy people?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to read Jax and read my text again? Like, come on. So, but
apparently she was checking in with Brittany the whole time, but
that's not the person that lost the parent.
I'm glad you brought Sheena up though.
Yeah. Shishu.
I have a question for you. Save for maybe Ariana, who was like her friend, her OG friend. Mm-hmm. Who on the show even likes Sheena anymore? Anyone?
Brittany.
Brittany liked everybody.
Exactly. I don't think anybody loves Sheena.
Did you catch on part two of the reunion when Brittany, I don't know if it was Brittany or Kristen said it, but they referenced one another as their best friend?
Yes.
I was like, what?
What? What? No.
And you and I both think that Kristen and Carter just need to be off the show.
Yeah, they just meet. Like,
Carter had a big role last season. This season, like, nothing.
No, and honestly, like, I get why they're still around, but you shouldn't give them the time and bring them to the reunion when they're barely a factor anymore.
And the original star of the show is completely irrelevant to the show, Stassi.
Stassi. But she, I mean, her story was pretty interesting, like the up and downs of Patrick. And what was amazing was the Patrick thing was that you actually see the entire cast say, we only met him like once. And I'm like, how is this possible?
There's no way that's true.
You saw the reaction. If you rewatch it,
the girls knew him.
But no one really knew him. Yeah. They met him before, but like Jax was like, I met him like once. I'm like, weird.
It's kind of a weird dynamic because he didn't want to be on the show, but it's also like, wouldn't he kind of want to be on the show because he was like I mean, he's not Howard Stern or Ryan Seacrest on the radio. He's trying to, like, elevate his game.
He was also a complete dickhead to Lisa at that last episode. Like, the guy painted himself into a terrible corner. And I know you kind of talked, you and I maybe talked about off podcast about how Stassi's not easy to deal with. And so, like, whatever, you kind of give him, like, a little bit of, like, a pass a little bit.
Well,
but I'm like,
he was on the show last time we pod, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
And I had kind of given him a pass.
Yeah,
then.
A little bit. Yeah.
I want to talk more about him in a minute.
Okay.
Anything else from a reunion you want to make sure we hit on?
The power play of having Lala next to Andy. Like, I know that Watch What Crappens guys, they
like
were talking about it.
Like, she's elevated her game to be equivalent to Lisa on that stage?
If you watch any of the Housewife reunions, usually the people that sit closest to Andy are the ones that have the most storylines or the biggest characters on the show, right? It's usually like... Geez, I'm blurring blank on this.
LVP.
Like, yeah. Lisa.
Or
and
Kyle.
Kyle, things like that. Like the heavy hitters, right?
The OGs.
So in this one, we have Lisa, which makes sense.
Nene.
Yes. But then we also have Lala.
Frankel.
Right. You're going to just keep cutting me off.
I'm just going to keep cutting. What are you going to say next?
Your mom. But Lala and Lisa, I'm like, Lisa makes sense, but this isn't Lisa's show. It is her show, but like... Jax and Stassi are a little bigger characters. Schwartz and, or not Schwartz, but like Sandoval is a kind of a bigger character. Lala is a character, but she's not the biggest one on here, and yet she's closest, and she keeps running her mouth like she owns this crew. So,
I want to go to my our next segment, though, here on this, called Who Won the Season of Vanderpump Rules? And I'll let you go first. I've prepared a couple of winners and a couple of losers.
Go ahead and explain what we mean by win the season and lose
so,
the season.
So, like,
here.
Who has elevated their position the most within this group? Who has elevated their position in Bravo Liberty? Who has grown their individual brand? Is that how you understand it?
I'd say so. I'm going to go with Sandoval. I think... you actually see him trying to put a lot of energy into this bar and really changing who he is and what he's doing. I feel
he's got
little,
the only frozen shot machine
in the United States, bro. But
dude,
he also is trying to do something with himself. It is a slap in the face when you find out that Lisa's not cashed any of their checks and there's no contract on the table with their names on it. It's like, great. These guys need this for their life. You already have money, and I get you do these little backhand side deals and gentleman handshake kind of agreements. But like, these guys need this.
Maybe she's going to, at some point say, "I'm going to cut you guys in because you're working hard enough and not cash their checks,
or you're too much of a liability, and I'll give you your money back and thanks."
Yeah. She's going to owe them something to call the place Tom Tom. She sees some value in them.
Sure. No, and their names will draw people there, just like people go to Sir to think they're going to meet everyone else.
And just like there'll be a spinoff.
Right. So
this is definitely a spinoff show.
Possibly. I don't want to see that yet because like...
But it may not really revolve around Tom and Tom.
And that's what will be sad.
It'll revolve around whoever's working there, which might be Jack since he got fired or he quit.
It'll be Adam and whoever else the other characters are. So I think Sandoval did a great job this season. He also, him and Ariana, good place... kind of getting over their big humps.
They're my favorite people on the show.
Absolutely. I think Sandoval did a good job with, like, upping his game a little bit. Standing above the crowd. You?
My winner of this... Actually, I had two winners, but I'll go with my honorable mention first and not even really talk about it, but James Kennedy.
Yeah.
Like, this was his bounce-back season.
Sure.
Like, Sunt. And he's back. Actually, like, if you want to go to Sir and see someone, you can go and see him. He's DJing there two nights a week.
Yeah,
you and I have been there together.
Did
not see anyone, and it was there was no one there.
Who was also closing?
And I think it was probably a Tuesday, maybe a Monday,
maybe.
Yeah, if we'd gone nowadays, we'd have been at Sunt anyhow. But my winner of the season, you already brought it up, Miss Lala Kent.
Yeah.
I think she stole the season. Like, she went from being a bit character to a character who had quit their job and was largely not even on at the end of last season, to being arguably the most central female cast member outside of Brittany's drama. Like, and I mean, I feel like people either love Lala or they hate her, like fans.
I like Lala.
I like Lala. Some of the stuff's kind of over the top.
She's ridiculous at
but
times.
But she, for the most part, she owns her ridiculousness.
Yep.
And I think people, even if they don't really like her, appreciate that.
So this is my disagreement with you, is that what I don't like about Lala is that she acts like she does a lot for the things she has. When we all know, we find out Randall, pays for
cars.
Well,
she kind of admitted on the reunion that
she does, but she keeps saying girl power and I own this and I go Chanel shopping for purses like Lisa. Like, she tries to be on Lisa's level and I'm like, you're not Lisa Vanderpump. You're worth like a dime compared to Lisa, right? And this guy is paying for it. Yeah, you kind of, maybe he wasn't married, maybe he was married. Regardless, the guy is way older, not exactly your type, and you're sucking this guy dry. Let's be honest. I don't appreciate that and the way she acts like she's better and like above things, but I do agree that she owns who she is at times and she's not afraid to speak her mind, even though sometimes I'm like, you shouldn't be speaking.
She definitely owns this whole sugar daddy thing a lot more now than she used to.
She has to now because a lot more people know about it. It's not as hidden. But so I agree that she has definitely stood out this season. She's definitely become more of a prominent character for sure.
And she's a recording artist.
Yeah. Great. So, who lost the season? I'll let you lead off with loss, and I'll finish this buzz part off.
So, I kicked around a few ideas. One of them was Shishu. As I kind of pointed out, like,
Shishu.
The whole Rob thing.
Rob!
And how, I mean, and she's kind of, like, driven herself all the way down to the ground.
Rob!
Yeah. But I think the loser of the season is not even a cast member. It's Patrick. I think Patrick lost the season.
Douchebag.
He didn't even have to be on the show, and he lost. He got the worst.
He was on it enough.
You took yourself from what Jax was doing, and you made yourself worse than Jax.
Oh, Jax is pretty terrible this season too.
So, but that's my loser this season. How about you?
I dig that. I dig that a lot. It's hard to argue that one. That one I'm not going to even put in and try to argue. I would say Sheena is an obvious choice, but it's also a very. She's also a main character. She's one of the original ones, and she has put herself in a weird place. She was trying to get Brittany to actively not see Jax anymore. I get it. He's a dumbass. He does a lot of dumb stuff, but you're trying to break up a relationship that you're not in, and you don't even know how to run your own relationship because Jax makes fun of her about being, you can't even have a relationship. She has a hard time being in a relationship because she's so crazy. She's hard.
She has large pictures of herself on
the
wall.
She's so self-indulgent all the time. I mean, like, whatever. Good for her for being, was it Sheena from, where's she from?
Azusa,
as Jax has pointed out, you know, and done something with herself and like, but just like, God, like she's been really bad this season. And like, we saw the Rob thing all melting down, regardless of people think that Rob breaking up with her after the show was, we didn't get to see it, so we kind of missed out on that. Or I think Rob actually was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it on the show because I don't make this in front of everyone else. I'd rather just do this off camera. I get that. But to think that she was strung along the whole time, I'm like, Sheena, the writing was on the wall for a while. Everyone saw it but you. So I don't feel too bad
for
her.
She was so in love with his ability to hang TVs on the wall.
7-minute abs!
Trapper Keeper.
Oh, God. So, yeah, she lost, but I agree with Patrick. That's a good loser. He's a great loser.
Part 3 of the reunion is next week. And we're going to get to the bottom of the hot tub pillows, I hope.
It looks like a fire finale, too. Especially because the actual finale
was
a whimper.
The most angry Sandoval ever is in his life is on the night of the reunions.
Yeah, agreed.
He, like, comes with, like, I'm going to bring fire tonight, and I'm going to wear something crazy.
And we get to see Kristen walk off when like, just leave. Bye. Bye.
Did you like before they came on the air the first episode? and like it's like 10, 9, 8. Kristen, your boob's out. 7, 6, 5.
Oh, it's out again. God, she's awful. So, I will have to say though, my losing it. Did I forget it? Shit.
You can bring it back in a minute, but we're going to go ahead and raise our glasses high. This one's for you tonight on Vanderpump Rules, and move it on over.
Oh, I remembered. Schwartz. He defends Jax no matter what, and it's hilarious. Everyone's like, stop defending him.
He got him an agent.
Yeah. It's just really funny. I love that guy to death, but like, what would that guy be doing if he wasn't on the show, he didn't meet these people, and he wasn't married to Katie?
He'd be very loyal to someone.
I think he would be like back in Florida living with his triplet brothers again. Like, I think that's where he'd be. Oh, guys, hey,
Still wondering what he brings to that relationship at the restaurant. But anyhow, let's talk about Southern Charm.
Anything. Go ahead.
It's easy. There's a breakout star here, too, that's winning this season of Southern Charm, and that's Naomi.
Naomi is
definitely winning the season, and it's week in and week out, it's Naomi versus the world, and it's Take No Prisoners, it's regular cast members, it's Peyton from Relationship.
Did you like that or not?
That Peyton is back on the show? I mean, at least it kind of makes sense because she's from the South.
Yeah. Even though everyone keeps saying, like,
she's thirsty.
She's not from here, and it's like, she actually is not far from
she's
there.
From, like, Georgia or one of the Carolinas, went to Alabama.
She's been there before. It's not like she's new to the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't mind her being there. I don't know that we really need another cast member.
No.
I mean, we've...
I guess...
I think Naomi and Chelsea have been plus additions to the cast over the last couple seasons.
100%. We also kind of lost JD for good reasons.
Well, JD was never...
he was around more often.
He was never, whatever you call, tier one cast.
No, but Peyton fills in for that nice tier two, tier three, you know. Yeah.
JD's like PK on Beverly Hills.
Oh, God. God. I agree. Naomi's kind of showed up. She is spitting hot fire all the time, and
I like her, but I wish she would just tone it down a little bit.
Yeah. We were talking before this thing how, like, we're like, yeah, we like her more, but she's just kind of like turned into like a mean person at times. And you start feeling like Craig might not be as simple as you think he is. Because I think Craig comes off simple sometimes.
Yeah, well, I don't think Craig's a bad guy.
Not at all.
He definitely has his stuff together more than Shep, even though all they ever show us is him sewing and gardening.
Oh, gosh, is Craig sewing again?
Shep just always looks like a mess.
Dude.
Like, and they hadn't showered, and, like, his clothes are just, they don't fit.
So, Bethany has a friend that I'm also friends with.
But I also love him.
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly Shep, but the Austin version. He's not loaded like Shep is and kind of living off his parents kind of thing, but he dresses, acts, has the same body structure, and is definitely as goofy as Shep is. And it's amazing because now that I've watched Shep so many times, when I see my buddy, I'm always like, oh, man. Like, if only y'all would meet in person, y'all would probably, like, hit it off. It's great.
They go to the Palace Hotel.
Yeah. But Shep hasn't changed at all. I mean, but do you want Shep to change? Like, do we want, as a viewer of the show, for him to change?
No.
He's great.
I want him to go down, driving Cameron down Chalmers Street, trying to get the baby to come out and say, can we eat first?
Oh, gosh. Can we get some queso? Yeah. He eats queso everywhere he goes.
Can we at least put a towel down?
Yeah. You know what? One thing is annoying about this show is I like Austin. Follow him on in social media. Thinks he's a pretty good dude.
Just doesn't spell his name properly.
Yeah, but. Right. What's annoying is you're the beer guy, and you don't have a job, and you're always out at bars drinking beer. I get it. You're calling it research. But
he's
like
building a brand.
Yeah, but I'm like, you're drinking all these beers.
The drunk.
So you should call him Shep.
Unemployed guy.
Call him Shep again. Shep owns
Shep Jr.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, what are you, Austin? Like, Chelsea's amazing. Why aren't you cleaning your life up to be with her?
I still think they end up back together.
He's currently dating someone else.
Oh. Yeah. Shot through the heart.
Oh, know me. Yeah, somebody sent me an article somewhere.
I think Chelsea is the most normal person on the show.
Yeah.
Why is she single in that town? Hairdressers can be.
Why is she single in that town?
I don't know. I really want to go back and watch her season of Survivor. Because she was a runner-up.
That's crazy. Yeah. She's in great shape. I can definitely see her like kicking some serious ass.
And it's the one season that Kim Spradlin won. who actually went to my high school and is widely thought of, other than the original season, as the best season of Survivor. So I think it's One World. We should probably do a reality rewind, and and when we hit a patch where we don't have a ton of reality going on, maybe so.
Maybe
mid to late summer.
So Thomas, he's part of the
old white pants.
Got like we listen to other podcasts that make fun of this guy, but he literally makes it so easy just to think he's the grossest person on earth.
Got a new house.
Yeah.
Kid friendly.
Yeah. I'm going out to get the paper in my robe. Sorry if my penis fell out. You see that?
Well, and
the neighbor saw it.
Old T-Rav, he's in the news this week. Accused again of rape. This time by a former nanny, which I haven't done enough research yet to know if it's the nanny that was discussed on the show that Catherine wanted fired.
I think I pulled it up. Her name was Nanny Dawn.
Nanny Dawn.
Yep. So. Yep. So she was the one that was let go. And she's not attractive. So, yeah, that's going on. So, good season so far. I'm ready for Cameron to have this baby. Just get over her being pregnant the whole time, even though she's adorable pregnant, and I hope the best for her. But I'm just like, come on, let's get past this part.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
As usual.
I need a little more Patricia. Not getting a lot of Patricia this season.
I'm okay. Yeah.
And remember at the beginning of the season, I was really wanting Landon, and you told me we'd probably see her. We're not seeing Landon. I don't see a spot for her to show back up on the show.
She can show up at any point.
I just don't see it happen. I would love to see it.
She'll be here one episode. She'll show up for a weekend or something.
I mean, we have Danny, and we don't even have that other blonde lady with the baby that comes around
once
in a while.
Yeah. Catherine's old friend. And
yeah, she doesn't come around. Oh, how about, I don't even want to get into it, but Catherine's job interview.
Oh, my God, that was awful.
Need we say more?
Oh, God.
How do you handle stress?
I need some water. I need some water.
Thank you. You just told us how you handle stress.
At Gwen's. We're all going to be. Let's go to Gwen's next summer in Charleston.
We need to go on a Charleston trip.
I'd love to. I've never been.
All right.
Moving.
You're watching New Orleans as well.
I like New Orleans. Not loving it, but I like some of the characters. I'm a big fan of Justin. I think he's great. Reagan might be one of the hardest people to watch on the show just because she's pretty
spastic,
pretty terrible. Also, I can't remember her name. She's the other female lead, really pretty black lady. Maybe it starts with an E. Why am I can't remember? Regardless,
anyhow,
she is pretty terrible, and her husband's great, and she's terrible. Like she's one of these people.
Tamika.
Jesus.
Well, she's not Jesus. She's Tamika.
Yeah, whatever. Also, what's his name? Benny Poppins? Barry Poppins? What's he go by? Their friend that has a little house guy?
Barry's her husband.
No. Barry's her husband. No, it's their friend that lives in like a real nice part of New Orleans, but has the pool outside, but she has a little manservant that wears this little apron that says Benny Poppins. He makes some drinks every time they go over there. Tamika had like a whole meltdown at her house about something, and Benny Poppins was like, "Are you leaving without eating my dessert?" Remember this guy?
I must have spaced out. Benny, on that.
He's been on the show several times. He's the one that packs up their whole car to go on their alligator tour thing, and like he serves them food.
I was just excited this week when I looked. I was in the kitchen doing something. And I looked up. I was like, "That looks like Dookie Chases."
Yeah,
and then it was. I was so excited.
Definitely Dookie.
First time I ever went to New Orleans, I went to eat there.
Lovely. Good place, right?
It was great.
Yeah. So I like the show. Tamika and Reagan, not great. Jeff's cool. What do you think?
I think it's not a great show, and it's not a terrible show.
No, it's watchable.
It's watchable. Which is kind of the same critique we had of Savannah last year.
Agreed.
I started thinking. I was trying to think through Savannah the other day. I was like, I don't really remember anything other than the crazy short-haired blonde woman.
Yeah, that her house burned down.
Yeah, that her house burned down and, like, she didn't love her husband.
And then they went to Charlotte for the hurricane. They ran into the real Southern Charm.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
the burger. And the guy with the socks.
Oh. Yeah.
I can't believe you don't own these socks yet, which is weird.
Well, you're a guy Savannah's to... coming back sometime fairly soon.
My friends just finished shooting it in like February.
So, if Sock Guy's back, maybe I'll... I promise, I vow to get some socks if Sock Guy's back.
I'll get a pair with you about that. Right. One thing I want to say about the New Orleans one, being from Louisiana, is I was telling Spencer before this that I think they're forcing all this New Orleans things that people would do if you lived in New Orleans when people that live in New Orleans don't do any of these things. I've been on the alligator tour they went on, but most people that live there do not go on alligator tours. The haunted houses...
They're having to dream things up for them to do because they all live so far from
one
another.
So far from each other. But what happened just...
Was it that hard to find people that were willing to be on the show?
I don't think so. No, not at all. That place is full of those people that want to do this. I mean, like, it's a big show, and, like, there's a lot of characters in New Orleans, but they go eat at some random places. Like, yeah, Dookie Chase was a pretty big one, but they're not going to, like, these big, nice restaurants you see on, like, the L.A. version or the, you know, these other... Other housewife type shows.
They're not letting cameras into Commanders or Galatoire's.
And it's because it's an older city and they don't need that. But there's some restaurants I'm like, which ones do y'all go to all the time? Because it seems like the same places. So I don't know, maybe just restrictive.
The corner cafe.
Right. So I don't know, but just feel like they're forcing their hand to be like, we're going to be as New Orleans as possible. And it's like, these aren't things that real people do while they live there. This is like what you do if you've never been there.
Let's go to Pat O'Brien's.
Yeah, it's like exposure for these things, but I'm also like, okay. So that's my only gripe. It's fun. I like Justin a lot. that's my two takes.
All right. Serviceable show. If you're not watching New Orleans, maybe check it out.
Why not?
Maybe not. But the Jersey Shore family reunion over on MTV, it's been a fun kind of time capsule. I don't think it's something we see again.
Yeah, this is it.
If there is something we see, it's a show with Vinny and Polly doing something.
Which I think we've passed that too.
Yeah, because we've already had a Vinny show and a Polly show.
Right.
And the Polly show was actually pretty decent compared to the crap that was Jenny and Snooki.
Yeah, that was weird.
And they got like 4 seasons.
Yeah. 4 seasons too long.
Yeah, I couldn't watch more than like 4 or 5 episodes of that. But this thing has been fun. MVP's back. Mike's doing well.
Vinny and Paulie are
hilarious.
They're killing me some episodes.
Ron is into self-sabotage.
He's terrible, man.
Snooki is kind of there. And up until this week, we'll say, the entire season, Dina's been non-existent.
Except for the times she went out with them and she got super drunk and fell a bunch of times.
When she went out on guys' night.
Yeah, and like that's Dina though. Like you're annoying.
Yeah, but really not on the show at all. And then Jenny hasn't been on the show really at all until this week when she railed on Ronnie for his poor life decisions.
Yeah, which deservedly because that guy has been so stupid all season. He literally, it's funny how watch all these other people have grown up and have other things in their life to take up time. Paulie's a legit DJ around the world and in Vegas. Vinny doing whatever Vinny does. He's a keto Guido. I mean, like, he's got that going for him, I guess.
Keto Guido.
Yeah. You hear that? Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Keto.
The diet.
Keto Guido.
I got it.
They call it all season.
I got it.
Snooki has her family. JWoww has her family and Roger. I mean, like, they've moved on. Dina's got married and stuff like that. Ronnie is not. Ronnie's still trying to hold on to Jersey Shore circa 2005.
Ronnie's trying to be Polly.
Yeah. He's trying to be. He lives in Vegas too, right? I think he does.
I know Polly does.
Palatial house. Yeah.
Yeah. Polly's balling.
Oh, Polly's off the charts. Like, he's off the charts. You actually, Spencer sent me a video of his, your brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law and my sister-in-law at Chase is on the beach, New Smyrna Beach,
New
Florida.
New Smyrna Beach. We're also that
Pauly
weird...
Pauly D in the house.
For all you Bachelorette...
And the ones and twos.
For all you Bachelorette fans, this is where that weird Dr. Jonathan was
this
from.
This is where the Tickle Monster...
Tickle Monster.
He's the weed man there now. He's not a legit doctor. He's now the weed doctor.
Is that where you go to get your prescription?
I suppose some of the Floridians taking advantage of the new laws there might be.
I didn't know that was a law. That was an option.
That was part of the last
New Smyrna Beach.
Last election.
So progressive.
Yeah, well, state of Florida now. But
cool. Anything else? But sure, I loved it.
It's not over yet.
It's not.
It's on right now. As we're podcasting.
It's Thursday. I'm gonna miss this when it's over because it's been a nice like little buffer between other shows.
It's okay. You know why? I don't know what the date is, but our friends from the Southern Shore.
Oh,
Floribama Shore.
I was about to tell you this.
We'll be back soon.
I've got a buddy on this right now, and he's been telling
me. He's working on the show?
And he's been he's going to give me details. He's just been like, this is where I'm at. I'm like, "Cool, man. That's about it." So, it's coming back.
I knew it was coming back. It got renewed for 20 episodes.
Yeah. Which we weren't
sure.
I
was hoping it was going to be the summer.
Yeah. It'll probably come at the end of the summer cuz they're probably getting close to ending now.
Does that mean they're going to show that in Siesta Key at the same time? Mm. All the Florida shows.
And then Summer House at the same time. All your winter summer shows.
Well, Summer House is filmed during the summer, but it doesn't come on until the winter.
Right. Oh,
as we know, I've discussed many times how much greater it would be if I could actually watch Summer House during the summer.
He would be naked in his living room every time it would come on.
Rosé all day.
Yep.
Burgers for the boys. Burgers for the boys. Yeah, buddy. Will, before we get out of here, let everybody know where they can find us on the interwebs.
Follow us at Twitter at After Reality Pod and like the After Reality TV Podcast page on Facebook. And find us on our Instagram account at After Reality Podcast. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at IFellOver45. Follow, subscribe, like us. Google Play, iTunes, download us. Download, subscribe.
Yes, sir. And you can find me at Spencer Kitley. That's all one word. Until we meet again, I'll say it again. Raise your glasses high. We'll see you later.